You know, we have minorities in this country and other countries. Some people look down upon others. But you know, when death comes along, it levels them all. Racial backgrounds have nothing to do with death. Death simply takes them. And then notice, it enfolds all breeds of people. All breeds of people. The mean ones die and the good ones die, and you take it. People that have class behind them, or folks that can go back and say, my ancestors came on the Mayflower, it makes not a bit of difference. When death comes, they have to go. Then notice its extensive dominion. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, therefore as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Notice its extensive dominion. Notice, it shows no respect for age. Age is no problem for death. The Jews have a proverb for everything. You take my people, bless their hearts. No matter what it is, they have a proverb, a saying for it. My mother used to say, the old people must die, and the young people do die. And certainly they do. No respect for age. And then it states no regard for attachments. No matter how a person may be attached to a career or to some kind of promises or to persons, it simply overrides them all. Death has no regard for attachments. And then it supplies no reason for its action. Death never supplies a reason for its action. I have known of people who had never been sick in a day in their lives. And I remember of one man especially whom my first pastor mentioned, man who had not been sick in his life. He had just finished breakfast. He had read the obituary page there in Toronto. And he said, as for me, I'm too busy to die. And he bent down to tie his shoe, and he never got up from bending down. He just kept going. And he died right there. Now, go ahead. Have you ever tried to ask death for a reason? No reason.